Well, there's been quite a lot of things happening this week in Topeka, including the governor's State of the State address last night, which I didn't get a chance to watch that.
Well, yeah, obviously I was there. Overall, she did a nice job. And I'm not trying to be critical, but there really wasn't a lot of information on the details about how she's going to accomplish some of her objectives. But some of the ideas that she advocated for, I do support, Medicaid expansion being one of those. And so I'm cautiously optimistic that the legislature will be able to expand that, but hoping that there's not any shenanigans like there was last year to tie that up into a committee. So I guess just to the listeners, I would say stay tuned, and let's hope we can get that through this year. She talked about a new transportation plan, which I think is good news. I mean, we, as a state, have historically always had 10-year transportation plans, and it's critical that we have a safe transportation network, and we have one that allows for effective movement of people and goods across the state. So I think that's good news. Obviously, we need to figure out how it's going to be funded, and we haven't heard about that. She talked about stopping taking money out of KDOT. You know, there were years when we were sweeping money out of KDOT and not funding a highway maintenance program. So I'm anxious to hear how much she's going to stop the sweeps, because that's going to be important to fund the transportation plan. She talked a little bit about the sales tax on food. And I think what the idea there is to have a refund for low-income households. So if you meet a household income threshold, then you can, at the end of the year when you're filling out your taxes, apply for a refund, which is probably a good way of targeting helping households that need help in covering the cost of food. You know, I would certainly like to lower the sales tax on food, but the reality is when we do that, we've lost a significant amount of revenue, which means how do you make up for that loss of revenue? So what she's proposing, I think, is probably a good idea, and look forward to learning more on that. She's made it clear that she will veto any tax plan that returns us to an imbalance of not allowing the state to get back on financial footing. So that may complicate things again this year in terms of efforts to try to cut taxes across the board. And then she talked a little bit about criminal justice reform, which I think is important. Again, light on details. So, but today's going to be a good day, because at 9 o'clock, she'll actually release her budget to a joint appropriations Senate Ways and Means Committee. So I will be able to go online this weekend and to begin to study her budget priorities and see what she's thinking about, where she wants to make investments.
You had talked briefly, Tom, about Medicaid expansion and her support of that, and you support that as well. What do you envision as that being, how that could be most impactful here in Manhattan, and particularly, I guess, through much of rural Kansas?
Yeah, well, I think locally, our local hospital provides a lot of free care. You know, the federal government has said that when you show up in the emergency room, you cannot be rejected for medical care. So there's a lot of people that end up in the emergency room, and as a result, the hospital is obligated to pay for that. So as a result, and I can't remember the numbers, I want to say our hospital provides about $1 million a year in free care. So, and a large part of that is probably could be offset by the expansion of Medicaid.
What are you
talking about?
Have you had a chance to visit with some of your fellow Republicans on the potential for Medicaid expansion in Kansas?
Yeah, I think the votes are there, because last year the House did pass a Medicaid expansion bill, and it's sitting over on the Senate side right now. So the votes are there. The challenge has always been our leadership, both in the House and the Senate, are not supporting. So they have the ability to bottleneck these bills up and not allow them to see the light of day. On the Senate side, you know, it would take 21 votes to pass it, and there are 22 sponsors. So So once again, the votes are there on the Senate side. It's just will the leadership allow those bills to move forward and not create drama and try to delay the approval of the bills.
Earlier this morning, we had your colleague Sydney Carlin visiting with us, and she also mentioned that the governor talked about the local ad valorem tax relief plan. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I support that. I don't know how much. I kind of was reading between the lines, and I think that she's going to propose it in the 2020 budget. You know, right now we have a healthy ending balance. But we're going to burn through that pretty quickly. And so by 2024, we have pretty much spent down the large amount of cash reserve. So this may not be a permanent long-term funding of the LAVTR, but I think we can afford to do it for 1 year. And, you know, the one tax I hear the most complaints about from citizens is the property tax. So if the state can send money back, and our county and elected officials use that to lower the mill levy, that's a good thing. So, I support it. I just want to caution everybody. I'm not sure it's going to become a permanent item in the budget just because of the out years. It's going to be more challenging to fund it.
Representative Phillips, I know that the governor's talked about tapping into CAPERS, maybe doing a little bit of refinancing on that. What are your thoughts on if that's the correct decision?
Yeah. You know, I don't know a lot of the details. I am, at this point, would say probably not in support of it. I didn't support it last year. Here's my reaction. You know, it provides a short-term amount of money, additional money that we can spend in the upfront years, but it increases the debt load in the out years, which means we're just kind of kicking the can down the road for future legislators to pay more money. I think I read where if we did the amortization as proposed, the total amount of additional spending would be $4 billion over, I think it's a 20-year period. You know, I think at some point, as state leaders, we just have to bite the bullet and say, let's live within our means today so that we're not creating problems in the future. And that's my thought process on this right now.
All right. Well, anything you're anticipating here over the next couple of weeks as the legislature gets going?
Yeah, I've been told that this afternoon there will be a press release, or not press conference, and they're going to start talking about the constitutional amendment on abortion. I don't know exactly what that means, whether it's the total prohibition, or I just don't know the details. But I have heard through chatter in the hall that leadership will have a press conference later this afternoon. And so we'll finally learn what's being discussed on that. That's probably the big news coming out today.
All right. Tom, appreciate you calling in, and we'll look forward to regular visits with you. And I know that, you know, they'll have the legislative coffees that the chamber puts on a monthly basis. So we appreciate your representation and communicating with us and sharing your thoughts with our listeners and your constituents.
Thank you, guys. I always enjoy this opportunity to visit. So have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you very much. Tom Phillips, state representative from Manhattan, joining us here on News Radio KMAN.